You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've made a unanimous decision on the show that we're going to take golf stories.
Hmm.
Because we think everybody, even if you don't golf, you've got a golf story.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
or if you do golf, I'm looking for people to play with.
Are you really? Do you want to golf?
Yeah, I golf a little. Like, we're going this weekend.
Do you have your own weekend, clubs?
But I don't have my own clubs yet, so that's the next step.
Okay. You know, Costco has some really good.
That's exactly where we're going to get my clubs.
But you need to know, they're the Callaway XRs. Mm-hmm. I almost bought them, but they're a regular shaft, and my son needed stiff shaft. Stop it.
Mm. Well, there's women's. I think they have women's clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to be the basic run of the mill club. That's a good place to start. No,
what if
you're
we did? Because I also love golf. I've only played a handful of times though, and I want to go more.
Do you want to do a golf league
together? Yeah.
No. Okay. Okay.
We've gone too far.
Here's yes.
No, we haven't.
Okay. We'll go somewhere and swing, and they'll tell you if you need stiff or regular or soft.
Got it. Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, I hate this.
What am I out here for? But anyway, so there's a couple news stories recently of golf stories. The one that I saw was, I don't know who was filming this. Was this from somebody's, it seemed like the camera moved, so I don't think it was like somebody's house cam, but the plane is just kind of coming in sideways and then just poof, like.
It was someone like at the clubhouse.
Oh.
And the plane landed on a golf course.
Landed is a real strong interpretation of what happened there. That is not a landing.
To a stop at the golf course.
Yeah, it crashed.
Everyone was okay.
It's so crazy that everyone's okay.
How big of a plane was it?
It was like a Cessna. It wasn't like a private jet, but
right.
it was like a prop plane.
People were in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if you saw the video I saw of this, you also saw the man running to help them and falling.
What?
I will post that video on our stories here shortly. It's too good to ignore.
Because if you have that, like, whatever, is it Schadenfreude where you derive joy from watching people fall? I think that's what it's called.
It's not that. It's the comments on the videos, too.
Okay.
It's Because
he just yard sales on his run to help. He wants to be a hero.
Yeah, his hat falls off and then I don't know what happens. But his arms go like, you know those dolls where you could like press the bottom and their arms would be like.
Yes. She has the Schadenfreude. Look at her. You get joy from other people's pain. That's so terrible.
No.
You do,
we can
though.
Laugh now, though, because we
He's
know
fine.
Everyone's okay.
Yeah. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
So this is proof of how loose we're playing with the rules of golf stories. Mm-hmm. That's not a golf story. That just happened on mm-hmm. a golf course.
Sure.
The next one is a woman on a mini golf course. Stop laughing. She lost her arm. She lost her arm.
She was sitting in a tree branch, like, fell.
And okay, that's not funny.
Just took her out.
Can I tell you something?
Because I was picturing the windmill.
Yeah,
you?
Same.
Like, she tried to reach into the windmill, and it's like a guillotine.
I only had the title. I thought she was golfing with her prosthetic arm.
No.
And, like, it flung and flew.
So you never swing that hard.
I don't know.
At a mini golf course.
Open-minded to a story like that as well, if you have it.
I don't really have any golf stories, so Rockwood or anybody who knows him, if you're listening, we would like to come into what's it called?
Putt Shack.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockwood used to run a bunch of things around here. I think he lives in Texas now, but he's still the president of Putt Shack. Go ahead and text in Rockwood, and we'll go in there. I'll see if I can't cut my arm off at your mini golf course.
A PR nightmare.
Yeah, no, I won't. I promise to not lose. At the most, I'll lose like my wiener or something.
Is that better or worse?
It?
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, she lost her arm, so it can be a plane landing.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your arm ripped off by a tree. Mm-hmm. Or some of the stories we're going to tell. We just want to hear your best golfing story.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call or text with your good arm.
Slacker. Okay, this is not my story, but it is of one of the first times my sister's now husband like met our, like my brother-in-law and my brother and my stepdad.
Okay.
And they all went golfing. And he was not yet a golfer, but he was doing his best. He he hits it. And they're like, oh my gosh, great shot, man. Oh no, oh no, oh no. 4! And it bounced off the top of someone's head.
Actually, you don't golf into people. But he probably just hit way farther than he thought he was going to.
And to the side, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
the but whole, it was like, wow, it's really getting some, oh no. And so they had to go like, do on the golf cart to go apologize. And the guy was pissed.
Of course he was, because he yelled 4 too late.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Off the head. It's kind of good aim,
off
though.
Off the top of the head. They were like, do you have a concussion? I think he was okay.
Dude. Do you know how bad that hurts?
I do not want to imagine.
Okay.
I went golfing in Steamboat with some extended family members.
Okay.
And literally the exact same thing happened. My sister-in-law, it was like our first time golfing together.
Ever. Yeah.
And she hit it and her dad was further down and it hit him directly in the head. And he hit the head or face. Top of the head.
Okay.
Top of the head is better, but it still can crack your skull. Did he bleed?
He had a swollen head for a while.
Oh, nice. No. You wouldn't want that to happen to you.
I want that to happen to me at Putt Shack. Rockwood!
No.
I worked at a golf course all through high school, so I have so many stories, but I remember like, we would always have to go get animals off the court. That was or off the course, excuse me.
Animals?
That was like a big part. Sometimes there were cows that got loose from like a nearby.
Oh, it's Iowa.
So we had to go. And,
not cute.
Were they baby cows?
What are you doing? Know. They were pretty big.
It's a hazard.
In Steamboat, there were moose, baby moose, and bears. Okay, and
Don't sign me up for Steamboat. Yeah,
there were big snakes. We have to, and I also remember
snakes.
Yeah, they just be on the fairway.
Little golf boy hack. Yeah, go get them.
It was fun. We got to take a cart out.
And what would they
drive
say?
It out.
The what snakes? Did the snake say?
Like, I'm a snake. I'm gonna golf. So, but I also remember one time there was people would drive the carts into the water all the time. So we'd have to like get the carts out of
that
the water.
Does happen.
And there would be dead squirrels and we'd have to deal with the dead squirrels. So we'd have to go out with my partner. We'd remove it from the course. So we'd each have like a pitching wedge. We'd be kind of trying to like.
You didn't just like have a shovel?
No.
So
no.
Where would you wedge it?
We each use a golf club and like kind of
pick it up into a
bag.
Like pallbearers.
Yes, kind of, yeah. But you have to balance it.
A shovel.
Shovel is the answer.
It is. Oh. I don't know. It wasn't provided to us. We didn't break it.
Okay.
You can't.
All right.
We would take the clubs and play afterwards. That's why. Yeah. We can't play with a shovel.
I reckon most of the stories, if they're actually golf related, will involve alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that does tend to happen. If you got a good golf story, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking golf stories. I didn't disclose this before because I didn't want to be. I mean, the people in this room know it. I live on a golf course. I don't live on the golf, but I live across, like.
Oh. You're one row of houses away from the golf course.
Right.
Probably
I'm
the better
on
place
the street.
To be.
The people across the street back to it, and I can see the course and
I didn't
everything.
Know this.
You didn't know that?
No, I just knew about your interestingly shaped park nearby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the PP park.
Yeah, the PP park.
Yeah.
You can't golf in the PP park. But then it, like. Yeah, never mind. I'll show you the oversized map of my community, and you'll realize that they made a park just across 104th look like something a PP would want to be near.
Yep.
Anyway, there is somebody in my neighborhood who's backs to the course, and their house gets hit all the time if you shank it to the left. But they do the thing. I think there's somebody on Instagram or TikTok who does this. They every time they hear one hit the house, they run out into their backyard and lay down.
What? Like to pretend like they've been hit?
Yes. Because both you, Erica, and Aaron have hit in the head golf ball stories.
Not me.
Yeah,
that
but
was
you
my brother-in-law.
You were there, though.
Well, I just heard about it. But
okay, but like, so it stands to reason. He could have been out there gardening.
Yeah.
When someone shanked one into him. So he like, then he lays there and and they never collect the ball then. Because if they come up on somebody laying there, they won't try to get it.
So they just.
But they don't try to help.
That's yeah, they
terrible.
Don't.
They just no. What are you gonna do? You might have killed. He lays there and doesn't move.
You have to check on him.
No, you don't. Especially not if you're hammered.
Oh jeez.
Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna take a mulligan on that one. No,
if you see a guy laying there, you just get back on your cart and you go. You pretend nothing happened.
That's messed up.
You're kind of right.
The golf story that I remember from me personally, I'm a terrible golfer. So, but every once in a while we get called out to do like a celebrity golf tournament kind of thing. And there was one where, do you ever get to buy the raffle tickets while you're out?
No, because we don't do that. Everywhere you go, you buy raffle tickets.
I did buy a truck ton at the Rockies game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you lost.
Yeah. I didn't lose. I think it was just some guy, too.
No, I love that whole cash thing. Anyway, I bought a ton of raffle tickets. And then at the end of the golf tournament, I am blazing from tequila.
Yeah.
I've had probably 30 shots of Patron. Maybe not that many, but at least 18. Probably one on every hole. So, yeah, a ton. And this tournament was for Best Buy. So all of the prizes for the raffle were Best Buy stuff.
Oh,
did you win anything?
TVs, the whole thing. So like, here's what happens. They go, ticket number 617. And then the guy stands up and is like, you want a brand new $10,000 entertainment system. And he goes, give it to the charity. Okay. There's a charity angle.
Donate
so
it then, back.
Yeah, donate it back. And everybody's like, ticket number 419. It's like, give it to the charity. They're like, this 50-inch Vizio TV, ticket number. And I'm like, that's me. And then I drug like my drunk.
This is so embarrassing.
It's the most humiliating. When I look back, every single person
Do you still have the TV?
I do.
Okay, so it was worth it.
It's just it's just leaned up against a wall. I can't I can't bring myself to get rid of it. Yeah.
We do have a text.
Okay.
They said, I had a guy take me on a date golfing. He brought his cousin along. I had never been golfing before, so I was super slow. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
But you are supposed to stay the pace of the course. And the guy behind us played into our game, almost hit us multiple times with the ball. My date and cousin got into a verbal altercation with him, got into each other's face, and almost came to blows. We were only halfway through the course when it happened.
Let him play forward. Why is he chilling with you?
Through.
Yeah.
You can let somebody play through.
He seemed to be in a bad mood, though.
It doesn't have to,
on. We had to do that because, I'm not kidding, it took us 45 minutes on the first hole because we were very drunk.
Oh, boy.
On the first hole.
That's a brutal game.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.